asleep than you were until I just woke you. Thank you. Can I crawl into bed with you? I can't sleep. I'm worried about the future. You know why. Also, I think our baby is starting to kick. Here, give me your hand. You can feel how my stomach is starting to get bigger, even if Mom and Dad haven't noticed it yet. Maybe the baby will kick while your hand is over it. Just wait a minute. I guess not. Well then, I have another idea for your hand. It doesn't need to rest on my stomach. It can go farther down. And then under my shirt. I'm not wearing any panties. But your fingers can tell that now, can't they? You're so good with your fingers. And your tongue. Not just on my pussy, but with your words. You kept talking me into lewder and lewder things with you until you talked me into the lewdest. I said I was a virgin, but you said it was okay. I said I wasn't sure I was mature enough to decide, but you said we were both adults now. I said I was your sister, but you said it was okay because we both loved each other. I said I could get pregnant, but you said I wouldn't. Well, you were wrong about that last one. After that night, when you took my virginity all of those months ago, I avoided you for a bit, at least until I failed the pregnancy test. Which, by the way, is the only test I've ever failed. Please keep rubbing me. It takes my mind off of the future. It's not the same when I touch myself. Not since you took me. I started sucking your cock again a few weeks ago. I had a weird craving for your cum. I never used to like the taste, but I think it's the pregnancy. I can't get enough. And even after you got me pregnant, I couldn't stay mad at you forever. Besides, I need you. Once Mom and Dad find out, it will be rough. They won't find out about us, though, just me. I won't get you in trouble like that, even if you got me in trouble in a big way. I need you to protect me from them until they calm down, and to help me and the baby. You will do that, won't you? You'll help both of us? You'll love both of us? Thank you, Big Brother. Do you want to have sex again? We only did it that one time. I thought that was more than enough for me. But your cum and some strange foods aren't the only thing I'm beginning to crave. It's not like I can get pregnant anymore at this point. Wait, no, not on top of me. I think it's okay for the baby, but I'm still self-conscious about how my belly is growing. I can get on my hands and knees, though, and you can do it from behind. That would work, right? Let me take off this shirt. I guess one good thing about this pregnancy is that my breasts are finally a little bigger and a lot more sensitive. Look at them now. You know them better than I do after all we've done together. My bras don't even fit anymore. But you can touch them later. I need your cock now in a way I never thought I would. I'll get onto my hands and knees and then wait forever and ever while you get off your shorts. I'm not as scared of your cock as I once was. Maybe you can see that by how I wriggle my bottom at you. Not intentionally. It's like an itch I can only scratch with your cock, and it's so frustrating that it's not in me yet. Then you move up behind me, and I can feel it touching me, brother. That same pussy that will be delivering your baby in a few months is ready to accept your cock again. I think I'm wetter than that night, even without you eating my little pussy for half an hour before you stuck it in. Oh, brother. Oh, now you ask me if I'm sure before you do it? That comes a few months too late. It would have saved a lot of trouble if you'd asked then. Except, I'm not sure what my answer would have been. I never said no then, but I never was asked to say yes. But I do now. I want it. I need it. My body is changing and it's scaring me, but also making me feel all kinds of things. And I want the reassurance of my brother's cock in me. Oh, it's going in. Oh, it didn't want to go in that other time. Or maybe I didn't want it going in. But I do now. And I don't have my virginity this time. So it's, it goes right in. All of the way. Oh, it's different from behind than when you were on top. Of course, it's my second time, too, so maybe that makes a difference. Or just the fact that I'm pregnant. But it feels better than the last time. Much better. Even with you moving a little, it's definitely scratching the itch I had. Grab onto my hips. Oh, I don't know if they'll get bigger as I get more pregnant, but hold on to them. Then you can fuck me harder. Not like the other time when I asked you to slow down, and you did for a while. But this is different. I'm different. We're different. I can't go back to being just brother and sister because we're lovers now, and we'll be parents soon. I'll still be your little sister, though, even as my belly gets really big. Oh, God. I said I'd never do this again, not with any boy, but especially not you. But here I am, taking your cock as you fuck me from behind. This must be quite a sight, my big brother behind me, driving his cock into me, and me with my belly just starting to swell, and my bigger breasts bouncing with each thrust. Breasts that will someday start making milk for your baby. Or maybe you'll drink it too, because you're such a pervert, and you sucked on them before all the time. I came that other time. I think it was because I'd already come so many other times that night. You wore my body down, just like you wore down my mind. You'd brought me to the brink of another orgasm with your mouth before you ask again if we could do it. And that's part of what made me say no. A part of what let me come. It was a very confused, self-conscious, and guilty orgasm. Even as you came into me with far less guilt and much more enthusiasm, there still will be guilt, but less confusion and more lust, or maybe instinct. I know deep down I need to secure you as a mate and protector, which means letting you have sex with me, so my body makes me want it more than it ever did, all so that you'll be wanting me more. And you do. I thought maybe you would lose interest after that first time. I hoped it actually for a while. But you're still as excited fucking me. Well, keep going, big brother. Take your little sister. But take responsibility for her baby, and for her orgasms. Oh, God, I'm gonna come. Not shamefully like the other time, but shamelessly. I'm too lost in what I'm feeling to care. I don't even mind that my brother's baby is inside of me right now. I just want more of the treacherous, tasty cum in my womb. Oh, there's still room for all of it. Even with your baby there. Give all of it to me again, big brother, because I'm coming. I guess this will be a regular thing now. Or maybe I'm hoping it will be. We'll have to be careful. Especially once Mom and Dad find out I'm pregnant. If they catch us in the act, after they find out, they won't buy that we just started then. They'll put two and two together and you'll get 4 years in prison or something. At the very least, they won't let you near me again. And I need you in my life and in our baby's life. Maybe not as a father, but as a really close uncle that happens to sleep with their mom. Can I sleep here tonight? Oh, I feel calm for the first time in months, and I don't want it to end. I'll be up long before Mom and Dad anyway, and safely back in my room before they could find us naked in your bed together. Thank you, big brother, for letting me sleep here and cuddling with me and for fucking me again. I may even thank you for impregnating me someday, but not today. Good night. You really are the worst big brother in the world. But you're gonna make a pretty good father, I think.